Yahoo Finance's Jen Schomburger is here with the latest on the situation out of Ukraine, and our very own Inez Ferre is stationed at the Wi-Fi Interactive. Jen, over to you first.
Good morning, Brian. President Biden, along with Western allies, are poised to impose steep coordinated sanctions against Russia after Moscow launched a full-scale invasion against Ukraine earlier this morning. The president was scheduled to speak with his G7 counterparts and is expected to address the nation today and provide an update on the U.S. response. The president, in concert with Western allies, have repeatedly threatened crippling sanctions and are discussing a large package of sanctions that they've been working on for weeks now. The European Union this morning extending a second set of sanctions that target Russia's financial sector, freezing Russia's assets and banning the export of technology to Russia. President Biden said in a statement overnight, quote, President Putin has chosen a premeditated war. Russia alone is responsible for the death and destruction this attack will bring. And the United States and its allies and partners will respond in a united and decisive way. Now, the U.S. and Europe imposed sanctions earlier this week after Russian President Putin sent troops into two regions of eastern Ukraine, including shutting Russia out of access to the Western financial system and imposing sanctions on Putin's inner circle. Wednesday, the U.S. imposed sanctions on the company behind the Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline after Germany halted that pipeline. The White House warned earlier this week that they are poised to impose further sanctions and export controls if Putin were to escalate actions, which is what we are seeing today. Though SWIFT has not been employed yet, officials say that option is still on the table. When asked whether Putin himself could be sanctioned, officials say that is also on the table. They say there is no Russian financial institution that is safe and that they are ready to press a button to take further action on the very largest Russian financial institutions. So we'll hear more from the president later today on those specific actions.